Rosie on the House, the 10 o'clock hour. We're talking about trying to help you set some New Year resolutions to get the care of your home and the maintenance of your home under control so that you're not a slave to it every weekend, but that you can then take your weekends and get out there and enjoy the great state of Arizona.
Speaking of maintenance, we've been getting a number of questions about a utility company endorsing maintenance of their service line from the utility line to the house.
I'm gonna have to, before I beat them up verbally over the radio, I'm gonna have to call them and talk to them about that. I have no idea what this letter is that they're sending out. It makes absolutely no sense. And I would tell you that if you have received a letter from an insurance company that wants to insure your electric line between the service panel and the transformer, I would tell you at this point, don't do it.
And it's coming from the utility company as well.
It's coming from a letter with the utility company saying, we'd like to introduce you to this home service provider. I don't do it. I've got to talk to the utility company and try and find out what that is. I can't think of one person. See, I've been basically a carpenter in Arizona since 1969. I can't think of one house that ever had a failure between. I certainly can't think of enough that it would cause me to buy insurance for. It's only like $5 or $6 a month.
The failure was usually backhoes or
yeah,
or cranes.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
So. No natural failure of the electric line from the pole home.
I want to talk to him because it was about 2 years ago, Avondale and a lot of the cities in Arizona sent a similar thing out to take care of the water line between your intake manifold and the meter. And it, okay, so that fails once every 25 years. Do you really need to buy an insurance policy to cover that?
Well, and if you...
Maybe if your house is 22 years old.
If you look at how many people use this energy from this utility company, it's about 60% of the state.
Yeah.
And they're only asking like a couple bucks.
It's like $5 or $6 a month. So I got the letter.
So as a homeowner, you're like, oh, that's nothing. But man, if I could get $5 from 60% of Arizonans every month.
That's a pretty good revenue
source. Oh, man. Goodness.
Well, my mom got the letter. She was the first one that brought it to my attention. And she says, the utility company wants me to buy this insurance policy. I thought, what?
I'm not a fan of additional. Now, the only time I heard that is I still haven't done my due diligence. I'm not big on New Year's resolutions. Maybe that'll be my New Year's resolution. Call Jansen at Focus and find out what their insurance is.
The homeowner's insurance large appliances.
I'm much more a fan of that than additional warranties.
Home warranties.
And especially because that includes well pumps. And we are on a private well for our water. And we've had to replace in 20 years, I've been out there 16 years. I've had to replace three well pumps for various different reasons.
Woohoo!
And I mean, a new well pump, that's a $1,200.
Yeah.
And if I remember right, it was only $12 addition. That
might be one you go for.
I could pay that a long time and not pay for three well pumps.
Well, listen, if you're currently on hold, we won't be able to get your call on air, but we will answer your question. If you've called in and there are several people on hold right now, we will get your phone number. We'll call you back. We have to release the phone lines for the call-in show that follows us here at KTAR. But if you've got in, we will get you answers to your questions. So y'all just hang on. Had a lot of fun today talking about our recent trip last week up to Minnesota. It's my first ever encounter of the Upper Midwest. I'll tell you what, spending Christmas in Duluth, Minnesota, with a bit of a wind blowing and a little bit of a snow falling, Romy, is a lot different than spending it at Telluride skiing on the slope.
You'll tolerate that wind blowing.
Romy, it's winter and it's cold. But it is a lot different. I'll tell you, it's a lot different. So my hat's off to all of you winter visitors that are joining us from Minnesota and Wisconsin and Ohio and the whole upper middle northern. I don't know what you call that section of the world, but oh, man. As I said earlier, I think I could live there, but I certainly could not be a remodeling contractor there where you're working outside rolling trusses at -8 degrees.
I
don't know.
I would certainly think I would want a construction job in the summer and then the snowplow job in the winter.
And I'll tell you one job I wouldn't want in the winter up there is being on one of those ships on Lake Superior.
Woo!
Or the Great Lakes. This book that I bought at the Maritime Museum in Duluth, Minnesota, Strange and Unusual Shipwrecks on the Great Lakes by Wayne Lewis Kadar, K-A-D-A-R. Kind of an entertaining read, although it does cover some pretty serious and heartbreaking stories. But just the stories of them in the sailing days of ships going down, the crew climbing the sailing mast to stay above the water, and then actually rescue ships coming up and having to chip them off the mast.
So were the sailboats just that tall? Are the lakes not that deep?
Well, in areas where the shoals are and where the fog got you in too close. Kind of a weird read. Folks, we're glad to be back in sunny Arizona. We'd like to throw out a big welcome mat to all our winter visitors. Y'all enjoy Arizona. Come on, enjoy my house.